After years of policy paralysis and uncertainty by a failing ANC government, the DA is today releasing its energy and electricity policy to fill the policy gap. The goal of this policy is to end rolling blackouts once and for all, to ensure access to cheap electricity and fuel, and secure the environment for future generations. These are the building blocks that South Africa needs to build an energy-secure economy that will stimulate investment and support job creation. Given the crisis in electricity generation that we face, we recognize that our longer-term plans will be influenced by the success of short- and medium-term measures employed to deal with the immediate and ongoing risk of load shedding. Our ambition for South Africa is that energy should mainly come from renewable sources in the long term. Our policy approach is built on putting the customer first. It is the complete opposite from the current ANC government model, which is driven by what is right for the ANC and its ideological commitments. The DA further wants to ensure access to electricity for all, not the few, through the rollout and incentivization of rooftop solar and the rapid upgrading and legalization of illegal connections for free basic electricity. We can put an end to load shedding by adding additional generation capacity outside of Eskom and giving Eskom the space and time it needs to fix its internal issues. In doing this, however, we need to deliver South Africa's global commitments in regard to emission standards and reducing global warming. It is vital that we ensure a just energy transition where nobody is left behind and jobs are created rather than lost. Lastly, the DA is on record with a number of proposals to provide cheaper and sustainable fuels and reduce the cost of living of ordinary South Africans. More than just a sound plan, the DA across its party leadership, shadow ministers, and where we govern is pulling in the same policy direction. It is this level of certainty and cohesion on the way forward which will see the DA succeed where the ANC has failed.